感谢主，我们今天早晨有一位声乐家在我们当中。
We want to thank the Lord that we have indeed a terrific soloist with us today.
今天是2014年的最后一个主日。
Today is the last Sunday of year 2014.
那我们一起来看诗篇九十篇。
Let us together meditate upon Psalm 90.
我将这个诗篇九十篇给一个题目，叫做“永恒的神招生牧师的人”。
I have named this psalm as Eternal God and Ephemeral Man.
诗篇共有一百五十篇，在写作的时间上面，摩西所写的诗篇九十篇算是第一篇。
There are a total of 150 psalms in the book of Psalms. Chronologically, Psalm 90 was written first by Moses.
摩西的一生，他的前四十年是成长在埃及的皇宫，他贵为一个皇宫的王室的成员。
Moses spent his first 40 years of his life at the palace of Egypt.In Egypt as a royal family member.
他的人生的第二个四十年是孤寂的生活在旷野里。
His second 40 years was spent in the wilderness secluded.
那么陪伴他的只有几口他的家人跟一些的羊群。
Only with the company of flocks and a few family members.
他的人生的第三个也是最后一个四十年，他仍然生活在旷野。
His third and also his last 40 years, he still lived in the wilderness.
但是那是一个不一样的旷野。
But a different kind of a wilderness.
在那里呢，有出埃及的百姓，整个以色列的民族跟随着他。
There, the entire Israelites departed from Egypt were following him.
那么就像是一首交响乐。那么在这个高低抑扬的这个音符旋律当中呢戛然终止。
And one day just like the classical symphony abruptly terminated in a flowing melody.
那摩西的人生在他面对着迦南美地的那个尼波山上的时候，他的人生也画下了休止符。
And Moses' life was facing the ending bar on Mount Nebo in front of the beautiful land of Canaan.
那么当神将那个应许之地从南到北指给摩西看以后，就对他说。
After the Lord showed him the promised land from the north to south, the Lord said to him,
现在我使你眼睛看见了，你却不得过到那里去。
I have let you see it with your eyes, but you shall not go over there.
那摩西对生命记对摩西的最后的描述是说，摩西死的时候连120岁，眼目没有分发，精神也没有衰败。
And the last mention of Moses in Deuteronomy was that Moses was 120 years old when he died. His eye was not dim, nor his vigor abated.
那么假如摩西他知道他将失去那个进到应许之地的机会的时候，那么他的人生观会不会转趋于暗淡呢？他的诗篇九十篇就给了我们答案。
If Moses knew he would be denied of the opportunity to enter the promised land, would his outlook for life turn gloomy? His Psalm 90 give us the answer.
那么在新的一年2015年将要来到的时候，我们会对过去一年会若有所思，但是对新的一年呢，我们又充满了一个乐观的一个期待。
As 2015 is soon at hand, we feel we are losing something of the passing year, and in the meantime, we're full of optimistic expectations for the new year.
但是无可否认的，我们一生中呢，能够从岁末进入到岁首的次数， 是有限的。
We cannot deny, though, that during our lifespan, the numbers of times we can live from one year to the next is limited.
那么年轻的人可能没有这样的一个感觉，但事实是这样子。
Perhaps the younger people won't understand this. However, it is the fact.
所以说了，如果在新的一年即将来到的时候，我们如果能够依照这个次数有限的这个观点来活的话，那将是一件聪明的事情。
Therefore, it would be wise for us if we could live from the perspective of the limited time as the new year approaching.
那么在当你在朝一个正确的方向移动之前呢，你必须要知道自己现在所站立的位置。
In order to move forward in the right direction, you must know your present location.
如果你上到这个谷歌地球这个网站的时候，那么你会看到一幅地球在太空中旋转的一个图像。
And if you log in Google Earth, you will see the picture of a rotating Earth in the space.
那么就好像说从那个太空梭当中呢来看到的地球一样。
The picture looks like one taken from a space shuttle.
如果你输入你的所住的地址以后，那么你就点击说发现我这个按钮，那么你会看到一件事情发生了。
When you enter your address and then click the Find Me prompt, you will see something.
那么你会发现那个地球会慢慢的变得越来越大，越来越清楚。那就好像你坐在太空梭当中，那么正朝向地球飞行一样。
What you will see is that the Earth will become bigger and bigger, clearer and clearer. It looks like a space shuttle flying toward Earth.
那么首先映入到你眼睛里面的是世界的五大洲之一。
First you will see the five continents of the world.
那么接着就是你所居住的国家。
Then the countries you reside.
然后是州或者省份，城市、街道。甚至最后你的房子所居住的房子按照你所输入的地址都清楚地看得到。
Then you will see the state or the provinces, cities, streets, eventually your house can be seen clearly.
所以今天早上呢，我们也要按下一个按钮，叫做发现我这个生命的按钮。
This morning we will also click the Find Me Life prompt.
那么诗篇九十篇就会告诉我们现在我们生命的一个现况。
And Psalm 90 tells us the condition of our current life.
那么也会指引我们从岁末进入到岁首之后应该要转往哪一个正确的方向。
It also gives us the correct direction we should follow once we pass the threshold of one year to the next.
好，我们来看诗篇九十篇。好，我们分四个主题来看。
Let us look at Psalm 90. We'll have four topics, subtitles here.
第一个是离开神的生命是短暂徒劳的。
First, life is short and futile, apart from God.
第二个是因神对罪的愤怒，能需面对艰难生命的挑战。
God's wrath on our sins makes our life futile apart from God.
第三个，与永恒的神建立关系的生命才有意义和价值。
And the third one, life has meaning and value if we have a relationship with the eternal God.
第四个，最后一个，蒙神祝福的生命和工作才有意义和价值。
The fourth and the last, God's blessing upon our life and work gives the meaning and the value.
我们先来看这几节的经文。
Let us go through the verses.
诗篇九十篇第一节，离开神我们先看第一个，离开神的生命是短暂徒劳的。
First, let us see the life is short and futile apart from God.
诗篇九十篇三章三节四节。你使人归于尘土，说你们世人要归回。世界 在你看来，千年如已过的昨日，又如夜间的一更。
Psalm 90, verse 3 and 4, you return men to dust, saying, Return to dust, O sons of men, for 1,000 years in your sight are like a day that has just gone by, or like a watch in the night.
五节，你叫他们如水冲去，他们如睡一觉，早晨如他如生长的草，早晨发芽生长，晚上割下枯干。
Verse 5, you sweep men away in the sleep of death. They are like the new grass of the morning. And though in the morning it springs up new, by evening it is dry and withered.
当摩西说、啊、神使人归于尘土、啊、他是回到、啊、人的堕落和神的咒诅的那个创造的时期。
When Moses said that God returns man to dust, he was alluding to the fall of man and curse of God from the time of creation.
当他又说千年，或许他是指在洪水审判以前人类的那个寿命。
When he says that 1,000 years, perhaps he was applying the man's lifespan before the judgment by the flood.
那摩西是在说啊，生命是如此的短暂和无助，那么即使一个人他能够活了啊，活过一千，能够活一千年那么久的话，但是在永恒神的眼睛看来，也只不过是像过了一天一样。
When Moses was saying that life is so short and helpless, even people could live to 1,000 years, still is like one day in the eye of an eternal God, or as short as a watch in the night. When you wake up from a short sleep, it is already gone.
好，那么我们的生命在面对死亡的时候也是这样子的一个无助。
When life facing death is likewise helpless.
就像说被突袭而来的那个洪水冲走一样。
It's like being swept away by a flood.
那么又像诗篇告诉我们说，又像那个早晨花芽生长茂盛的草，但是到了夜里了，就怎么样，就凋萎枯干了。
And also the psalm tells us it's like a grass sprouts anew in the morning yet fades and withered away toward the evening.
美国有个研究所叫做国家老化研究所。这个研究所的首任的所长，他的名字是Dr. Robert Butler。那么他是研究老人医学的一个鼻祖。
Dr. Robert Butler, the first director of the National Institute of Aging, a master in the field of gerontology.
那么他是这么说，他说啊，我们尚未找到人不能活到110岁的生物理由。
He said that we haven't found any biologic reason not to live to 110.
那么他举了一个例子。
He gave us an example.
他举了这一个这个人叫做 Arthur Reed， 他是一共活了124岁。
He used Arthur Reed as an example, and this person lived 124 years.
那么 Arthur 这个人呢、啊，他是出生在1860年，大家知道1860年是哪一年呢？是林肯当选总统的那一年。
And Arthur was born in the year of 1860, which Lincoln was elected president.
那么他死在1984年。
Arthur died in 1984.
他说他还大约能够记得林肯做总统的时候的情况。
He said he vaguely remembers the world at during the presidency of Lincoln.
那么他92岁的时候，他娶了第三任的妻子。
He married his third wife when he was 92.
他100岁的时候，仍然能够走5公里的路。
When he was 100, he was still able to walk 5 miles.
他骑脚踏车一直骑到110岁。
And he was able to bike until he was 110.
他一直工作到116岁。
He worked all the way to 116.
那么人就问他说，你长寿的秘诀在哪里？
So when he was asked about his secret of longevity,
他说，他们用好土造了我。
And he answered, they made me of good dirt.
但是第四节告诉我们，
However, verse 10 tells us,
不论我们是用多好的好土好造的，我们一生的年日是70岁。
No matter how good dirt we are made, the years of our life is 70 years.
若强壮可以到80岁。
If stronger, 80 years.
我们任何超过这个期限的都属例外。
Any more years beyond that is exceptional.
好，基本上我们的身体好，即使是美丽如花朵，但是终究要凋谢。
Basically, even our body is as beautiful as flowers, it will wither.
诗人告诉我们说，就像是那短暂的晨雾一样，终将要散去。
Psalmist tells us it will go the way of the fast fading flowers or the fleeting morning mist.
我们的生命的确是短暂的，这是一个事实。
Life is indeed short, and that is a fact.
但是一位作家，好，他这么讲。
One author said,
他说生命的长度不得由不得人来控制，但是生命的深度和广度却由自己把握。
You can control the length of your life, but you can control its depth and its width.
那我们可以看到有许许多多已经超过70岁的人，他仍然能够借着鼓励别人，能够跟将他的精力放在服侍上帝的事工上面。
We see many who are older than 70 years old encourage others by pouring their energy on serving the Lord.
所以诗篇92篇14节告诉我们说，他们年老的时候仍要结果子。
As Psalm 92:14 says, they will still bear fruit in old age.
好，第二个我们来看，因神对罪的愤怒，人需面对艰难生命的挑战。
And second point, God's wrath on our sins, men must face challenges of life.
我们来看七到十一节。
We shall read verse 7 through 11.
我们因你的怒气而消灭，因你的愤怒而惊惶。
We are consumed by your anger and terrified by your indignation.
你将我们的罪孽摆在你面前，将我们的隐恶摆在你面光之中。
You have set our iniquities before you, our secret sins in the light of your presence.
我们经过的日子都在你震怒之下，我们度尽的年岁好像一声叹息。
All our days pass away under your wrath, we finish our years with a moan.
我们一生的年日是七十岁，若是强壮可到八十岁，但其中所惊夸的不过是劳苦愁烦，转眼成空，我们便如飞而去。
The length of our days is 70 years or 80. If we have the strength, yet their span is but trouble and sorrow, for they quickly pass, we fly away.
谁晓得你怒气的权势，谁按着你该受的敬畏，晓得你的愤怒呢？
Who knows the power of your anger? For your wrath is as great as fear that is due you.
摩西指出生命是艰难的，那为什么是艰难？是因为神的怒气发在我们的身上。
Moses pointed out that life is hard. Why? Because the wrath of God is upon us.
那么因着出埃及第一代以色列百姓，他们在加底斯巴尼亚这个地方听了那窥探迦南地的十二个探子之中的十个探子的回报。那负面的回报以后他们悖逆的神拒绝进入那应许之地。
When the first generation of Israelites left Egypt at Kadesh Barnea, they listened to the negative report from the 10 of the 12 spies they sent out to the land of Canaan, rebelled against the Lord. They refused to enter the promised land.
那神说，我耶和华说过，我总要这样待这一切聚集敌我的恶会众，他们必在这旷野消灭，在这里死亡。
God declared, I, the Lord, have spoken, and I will surely do these things to this whole wicked community which has banded together against me. They will meet their end in this desert, and here they will die.
那么在往后的四十年，他们仍然生活在西乃半岛的旷野，而旷野也成为他们的坟墓。
For the following 40 years, they lived in the wilderness of the Sinai Peninsula.And the wilderness became their burial ground.
那我们可以想象，好，在快要走完旷野的路程的时候，啊，摩西回顾在旷野流浪的那个漫长岁月。
As we imagine, Moses looked back as they are about to end the long 40 years journey in the wilderness.
那么他亲眼看到他所亲爱的同胞一个一个的离开了世界。
He saw one by one his beloved kinsmen passed away.
那么他一定是满怀的感触，深深的感到人生的艰难又苦短。
We would imagine that Moses was moved with the emotions. He must felt deeply the brevity and harshness of man's life.
只因为背逆了神。
Because they rebelled against God.
这种背逆，不管是在伊甸园也好，或是在加底斯巴尼亚也好。
They rebelled God either in the Garden of Eden or at theKadesh Barnea.
那么虽然我们现在了不会睡在帐篷里面，我们也不会死在旷野。
Even though we don't live in tents, nor will we die in the wilderness.
但是我们仍然在这里要需要承受公义的上帝对人类的罪所发的怒气和所带来的后果，就是死亡。
Nevertheless, we will bear God's righteous indignation for the sins of man and its consequences, which is death.
世俗的人将死亡看作是生命自然循环的一部分。
Man sees death as just a natural part of a life cycle.
但是这种的认知已经偏离了圣经对死亡的教导。
However, this perception is already deviated from the biblical teaching.
创世纪二章十七节那里说，只是分别善恶树上的果子你不可吃，因为你吃的日子必定死。
Genesis 2:17 says you must not eat from the tree of the knowledge and knowledge of good and evil, and when you eat of it you will surely die.
那么三章十九节又说，你必汗流满面才得糊口，直到你归了土，因为你是从土而出的，你本是尘土，仍要归于尘土。
Genesis 3:19 also says, by the sweat of your brow you will eat your food until you return to the ground, since from it you were taken, for dust you are, and to dust you will return.
所以死亡进入的世界是上帝直接审判人类所犯的罪的结果。
Therefore, death is the direct consequence of God's judgment of a man's sin.
那么死亡的真实性迫使人不得不面对罪的真实性。
The reality of death forces man to face the fact of sin.
那么我们以艾滋病为例，在同性恋的人权被重视的现今这个时代。
Take AIDS an example. Nowadays, the human rights of a homosexual are so emphasized.
好，一般人是艾滋病是医学上的问题。
People in general now see AIDS as a medical problem.
只要抗艾滋病的那个药物在几年以内能够研发成功的话，那么这个问题就自然解决了。
Once in a few years, when the treatment of AIDS discovered, then this problem will go away.
但是依照圣经的观点，艾滋病之所以流行，是因为神的怒气落在不道德的人身上。
However, Bible teaches that AIDS epidemic is the wrath of God on the unrighteous.
就像是摩西，当他把他的思绪拉回到出埃及的时候呢，神是如何的降灾在埃及地。
Just like Moses who thought about the days of Exodus, how God sent plagues to the land of Egypt.
所以他在十一节里面他发出的一个呐喊。
Therefore, in verse 11, he cried out.
他讲什么呢？根据现代版说，谁晓得你怒气的威力？谁明白你震怒的可畏？
Who knows the power of your anger? For your wrath is as great as the fear that is due you.
好，第三个，我们来看，与永恒的神建立关系的生命才有意义和价值。
Thirdly, let us examine life has meaning and value if we have a relationship with the eternal God.
90篇一到二节说，主啊，你世世代代做我的居所。
Psalm 90, verse 1, Lord, you have been our dwelling place throughout our generations.
诸山未曾出生，地与世界你未曾造成，从亘古到永远你是神。
Before the mountains were born, you brought forth the earth and the world from everlasting to everlasting. You are God.
在这诗篇一开始的头两节里面呢，摩西就用几个非常简洁的字句，就将神的永恒性描绘了出来。
In the beginning of Psalm 90, Moses, in a few deft strokes, paints a picture of the eternality of God.
那么他先从先前的世代开始，然后往后追溯到群山被造，再到大地和世界成型，他是往后追寻。
He works his way back from the previous generations to the formation of the mountains to the creation of the earth. And to the eternity past.
那么当他追溯到那个往后追溯到上帝是永远存在的，然后他笔锋一转呢，他来到了绵绵无尽的将来。
When he turned from the eternity past, then moved forward to eternal future.
所以这两节经文告诉我们说，摩西他在说神是永恒的，他独立于时间之外。
What Moses was saying was that God is eternal outside of time independently.
那么相对于上帝的永恒呢，人在世界的生命却是短暂的。
In contrast to the eternality of God is the brevity of man's life.
那么在这有限的生命的时光里面，我们有许多的憧憬，我们有许多的追求。
During this limited lifespan, we have many dreams and pursuits.
那么这些追求包括事业的成功，包括财富，包括良好的人际关系，包括娱乐，包括假期等等等等的。
Which consists of a successful careers, wealth, good interpersonal relationship, recreation, and good deeds, and so on.
但是呢，我们往往听到人做见证的时候，说他们当拥有了这些他们所梦想、所追求的东西的时候，他们的内心仍然深深的感到空虚。
However, we hear many people give their testimonies how they still feel emptiness deep in their hearts after they have gained everything they pursued.
那是一种除了上帝以外什么东西都无法填补的空虚人生。
And that emptiness cannot ever be filled but God.
那么 人在亚当里面失去了那个圣洁永恒的生命。
The eternal holy life that man lost in Christ.
那么唯有在耶稣基督里面才能够恢复那种有跟神的永恒的关系。
Correction, the eternal holy life that man lost in Adam, the relationship can only be restored in Christ.
那么才能够为人生带来一个真正的一个意义和价值。
Thus, it will bring the true meaning and value of man.
而这一种的关系，因为亚当和夏娃的犯罪堕落而失去了。
And that relationship was lost in Adam and Eve when they sinned against God.
第四个，我们来看，蒙神祝福的生命和工作才有意义和价值。
Fourthly, let's look at God's blessing upon our life and work gives life meaning and value.
十三到十六节这么讲，耶和华，我要等到几时呢？求你转回，为你的仆人后悔。
Verse 13, Relent, O Lord, how long will it be? Have compassion on your servants.
求你使我们早早保得你的慈爱，好叫我们一生一世欢呼喜乐。
Satisfy us in the morning with your unfailing love that we may sing for joy and be glad all our days.
求你照着你使我们受苦的日子和我们遭难的年岁叫我们喜乐。
Make us glad for as many days as you have afflicted us, for as many years as we have seen trouble.
十六节，愿你的作为向你仆人显现，愿你的荣耀向他们子孙显明。
May your deeds be shown to your servants, your splendor to their children.
那么面对死亡的真实性，那摩西他并没有悲观。
Facing the reality of death, Moses didn't become pessimistic.
那么神先前对人说，你们的世人要归回尘土。
God said already, return to dust, or sons of man.
那么现在呢，摩西祈求神的回转，那十三节就说，求你转回，为你的仆人后悔。
Now Moses prayed for God to return. Verse 13 said, Relent, O Lord.
那么后悔这个字词呢，常常是出现在旧约经文当中。
The word relent occurs in Old Testament many times.
那神从来不会做错事情。
God cannot or will not, do not make mistake.
所以他没什么悔可言。
Therefore, there's never remorse.
那么他的真正的意思是说，神转变了他的心意，就好像是神见到尼尼微城的人悔改离开了恶以后，他便转变了心意。
The true meaning of relent is that God changed his mind. Just as he saw the people of Nineveh repented, he changed his mind and withheld catastrophe.
所以呢，在这里呢，摩西在祈求神几样的事情。
So here we see that Moses praying, pleading God.
只叫我们数算自己的日子，使我们心有智慧。
Teach us how to count number our days that we may have wisdom in our hearts.
这十二节。
It's verse 12.
十四节说，使我们饱受神的慈爱，一生充满欢欣喜乐。
And verse 14 says, Satisfy us in the morning with your unfailing love that we may sing for joy and be glad all our days.
那十五节那边说，我们遭受多少日的苦难，也使我们享受多少年日的喜乐。
Verse 15, Make us glad for as many days as you have afflicted us, for as many years as we have seen trouble.
十六节说，让我们的子孙也看见他的荣耀。
Verse 16, may your deeds be shown to your servants, your splendor to their children.
这是摩西向神一个恳切的一个呼求，他求神教导我们如何有智慧的善用我们的时间。
Moses passionately pleaded. He entreated God to teach us to use our time wisely.
好，我们从一些不同的角度，好，来体验到时间的价值。
Let's look at it from a different angle to comprehend the value of time.
好，如果你要了解到十分之一秒的价值的话，你去问，好，一个只差十分之一秒就可以得到冠军的那个奥林匹克的游泳选手。
If you want to know the value of a 1/10 of a second, just ask Olympic swimmer who missed qualifying by 1/10 of a second.
如果你要了解一秒钟的时间的价值，你去问一个差一秒钟就被车子撞上的人就知道了。
If you want to know the value of a 1 second, ask the person who barely missed a head-on collision.
如果你要了解到一分钟的价值，你去问一个在餐馆用餐的时候突然间心脏病发作，正好他的隔桌了是一个另外一个客人，他就用了 CPR 把他将他救起来了。
If you want to know the value of a 1 minute, ask the man who had a heart attack in a restaurant and an EMT happened to be sitting at the next table and CPR saved his life.
如果你要了解一个小时的价值，你去问一个因为班机延误了一个小时而错失了非常重要商机的商人，你就知道了。
If you want to know the value of 1 hour, ask the businessman whose flight was delayed 1 hour and he missed an important business deal.
如果你要了解到一个月30天的价值，你去问一个有一个月早产的那个早产儿的母亲就知道。
If you want to know the value of 1 month, just ask a mother who gave birth to a preemie.
如果你要了解一年365天的价值，你去问一个在学年结束时候拿到 F 那个学生就知道。
If you want to know the value of 1 year, just ask a student at the term ends who receive a grade F.
如果你要了解25,550天，就是70年的价值，你知道你该去问谁。
And to want to realize the value of 25,550 days, ask yourself.
那么既然明白了生命的短暂性，摩西就祈求上帝帮助我们能够有智慧的来使用这有限的时间。
With the realization of the brevity of life, Moses entreated God to help us use the limited time wisely.
那么所以说时间就是金钱这句话不一定是正确的。
The slogan time is money is not really correct.
因为时间比金钱更加的珍贵。
Because time is much more precious than money.
如果你要成为一个百万富翁呢，虽然是有一点困难，但是并非不可能。
It is hard to become a millionaire, but not impossible.
但是你要赚得时间，那是绝无可能。
But it is absolutely impossible to earn time.
尽管我们不能够储蓄我们的时间，但是呢，我们就可以投资我们的时间。
Even though we cannot save time, but we can invest time.
但这个前提就是我们要有这种投资我们时间的那个意愿和方向。
The prerequisites, though, is your willingness and your direction.
那么在美国社会呢，一般人是不会随便的去问别人的年龄的。
In American society, people in general won't ask other people's age.
特别是那些上了年纪的人，这是不太礼貌的一个举止。
especially to those who are already aged, it is not appropriate.
那么这当然也反映在职场上面。
And we see this in business world as well.
啊，如果你有机会去搭乘美国UA 航空公司，美国联合航空公司来往洛杉矶跟亚洲的如果有机会坐上他们的大型的客机的话，你会发现那些空中服务员看起来都不太年轻了。
If you have the opportunity to fly the United Airlines Airbus, the route between LA and Asia, you will discover that the airline stewards are not all that young anymore.
那有些人看起来好像是爷爷奶奶那个辈的那个年龄。
Some of them even look like at the grandparents' age.
但是你在他们的身上可以找到在年轻的那些空姐空少身上找不到的那一种的温馨和服务的热忱。
However, you can find the warmness and zeal of service which is lacking from the younger generation.
那在中国社会的习俗就不太一样。
And in Chinese culture is quite different.
那为了表示礼貌了对陌生人也要一种亲属关系的带出亲属关系的那种称呼。
In order to show mannerism, people in China would address strangers with a relative title.
不但如此，还要按照他们所认定你的外表的年龄来选择那个称呼的名称。
How they determine the title is by how you appear, how old you appear to them.
那我回顾这多年来我进出中国大陆做培训的工作。
As I reflected the years I have been doing training and discipleship in China.
我蓦然回首看到那些陌生人对我的称呼已经在改变当中。
All of a sudden, I've noticed that the way the address me are changing.
如果是一个母亲带着她的儿子小儿子，或者是她爷爷带着她的孙子，好，她会对那小孩子进行一个及时的一个礼貌教育。
If a mother is with a boy and an elderly with a grandchild, they will do an instant education.
那么在早期呢？刚去的时候他们会对小孩子说叫大叔大叔。
In their early days, they would instruct the child to call me uncle.
后来慢慢变成了叫大伯。
And later call old uncle.
后来现在就变成叫大爷。
Now they address me grandpa.
或者叫爷爷。
Or a grandparent.
当然，我们每个人希望都一直被叫做大叔，对不对
？Of course, all of us would like to be called uncle.
但是这已经成为过去式。
But that is the past tense for me.
好，与永恒相比，这些的年数真的是非常的短暂。
In comparison with eternality, all these years are really, really very short.
所以从这些爷爷奶奶辈的这些空服员的身上。带给我们一个启示。
From these grandparent ages, the airline stewardess, they gave me, they inspired me.
我们是否能够超越年纪的限制，来持续服侍上帝的热忱
？Could we go beyond our age and still have that persistent zeal to serve the Lord？
在十二节告诉我们，有智慧的来数算自己的年日。提醒我们时光要转眼即逝。
Verse 12 reminds us to wisely count our days because the swift passage of our time.
要活出一个具有永恒价值的一个在世的生命。
And so we may live a life with an eternal value.
好，我们现在对诗篇九十篇做一个简短的一个。概要性的结论。
Let us make a brief conclusion of Psalm 90.
诗篇九十篇，摩西在诗篇九十篇的祷告中，对人在世生命做了一番的审视。
In Psalm 90, in Moses' prayer, he made a reflection of life.
出于生命是短暂的这个事实 和了解到神对罪的愤怒。
From the reality of the brevity of life and to the God's indignation of his wrath upon man.
他祈求神教导我们如何有智慧地使用我们短暂的年日。
He makes a plea to God to teach us to use wisely all the time we have.
摩西继续祈求神的怜悯，他能够回心转意，使我们一生充满欢欣喜乐。
Moses continues his psalm with an appeal to God's mercy that he might change his mind and then we can be glad for as long as we live.
最后了，摩西为未来祈求上帝的恩慈，不仅建立我们手所做的工，也让我们后代子孙看到他的荣耀。
Moses concludes with a prayer for God's kindness for the future and all go well for us thatshows how great he is to our children.
面对即将来到2015年呢，可以说这是一个非常极其恳切的一个祈求。
Facing the approaching new year of 2015, we can say this is a very earnest plea.
他呼吁我们在新的一年里面要从一个永恒的观点来过每一天的生活。
The psalm calls us to live every day with an eternal perspective in the coming new year.
能够将有智慧的将短暂的年日投资在有永恒价值的事情上。
To invest our limited times wisely in the eternal perspective.
那么两个多月以前呢，我在在安徽做圣经教导的工作。
2 months ago, I was teaching the Bible in Anhui, China.
在那个礼拜，我去的是一个家庭教会办的神学院。
And during the time, I was at a house church seminaries.
那个神学院是位在非常偏僻的农村地区。
And the seminary was located in a very remote village.
在我停留的那个礼拜，那礼拜三来了一位大约55岁左右的白人宣教士。
During that week on Wednesday, there came a Caucasian missionary about 55 years old.
是一个美国宣教士。
He came from America.
他讲着一口非常流利的中文。
He spoke a very fluent Chinese.
那么在他所停留的三天时间里面呢，他从早到晚，那么他就就跟有需要的这些学生呢。做一小时的个别的一个辅导的工作辅导交谈。
He spent all his days from the morning till night to meet with individual students to counsel them during his 3-day stay.
那么在他年轻的时候，他神就呼召他到台湾做宣教士。
When he was young, he was called by God to go to Taiwan as a missionary.
那么在以后35年的岁月当中呢，他就来往台湾跟大陆之间。
In the following 35 years, he traveled between China and mainland, China and Taiwan.
各位弟兄姐妹，这是一个一位上帝的仆人，将他的青春奉献在一块对他而言曾经是完全陌生的土地上面。
This is an example of a servant of God who offered his years of youth at once a total strange place.
去服侍一群他曾经对他而言是完全是陌生的人。
And to serve a bunch of once strangers.
或许我们无法跟这一些上帝仆人所做的，为上帝的国度所做的来比较。
We can do what some of the God's great servants have done.
那是真的。
And that is the fact.
但是至少我们在我们有限的时间，我们有限的我们的健康精力容许的范围里面，能为上帝的国度做一些的事。
But at least let us do what our time, strength, and health will permit.
有一天我们回过头来再看的时候，会说在我的有限的年日里面，我曾做了一些有意义的事情。
When we come to the end of our life, we can look back and say, and in my limited lifetime, I have done something meaningful.
虽然不多，但是我做了我所能做的。
Even though there are not many, however, I did all I could.
我们需要祈求上帝教导我们如何数算自己的日子。
We need to ask the Lord to teach us how to count our days.
因为有一天上帝要数算我们的日子。
Because one day God will count ours.
主耶稣在这岁末年初交替的时候，摩西在诗篇九十篇的祷告也成为我们的祷告。
Lord Jesus, as we crossing the threshold from one year to the next, Moses' prayer is also our prayer.
我们祈求能够有智慧的、有金钱的智慧，来投资你所给我们的这个短暂的人生。
We ask that you would grant us godly wisdom to invest our lives during our short stay on earth.
让我们能够看到眼前具有永恒价值的机会和责任。
Allow us to see our present opportunities and responsibilities in light of eternity.
帮助我们能够竭力活出一个有永恒价值的人生。
Help us to live our lives to the fullness while we can in eternal perspective.
祷告不配，奉主耶稣基督的名。
We're not worthy. In Lord Jesus' name we pray.
我们现在来唱一首回应的诗歌，一生在神手中。
Let us respond in this hymnal, My Time in Thy Hand.
好，我们第一节我们请我们的声乐家来带我们来唱一遍。
We're going to ask our soloists to lead us the first stanza.
My times are in thy hand, my God, I wish them there. My life, my friends, my soul I leave entirely to thy care. Please join. If times are in thy hand, my God, I wish them there. My lives, my friends, my soul I leave entirely to thy care. My times are in thy hand, wherever they may be, passing or painful, dark or bright, as best may seem to thee. My times are in thy hand, Jesus.The crucified, those hands my cruel sins had pierced are now my God and guide. My times are in thy hand, I'll always trust in thee.And after death at thy right hand, I shall forever be.
刚起立唱三一颂。
Yes, then we're going to sing doxology.